Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What is up, everybody? I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The 2021 NFL schedule was released on Wednesday. Tom Brady and the Bucs will kick off the season on Thursday, September 9th, against Dak Prescott and the Cowboys. Fast forward to Week 4, which will mark Brady's first meeting against the Patriots since he signed with the Bucs as a free agent last offseason. The Packers were assigned 5 primetime games for the 2021 season despite the uncertain status of reigning MVP Aaron Rodgers. Other teams with 5 primetime games include the Buccaneers, Cowboys, Rams, 49ers, Ravens, Chiefs, Steelers, Seahawks, and Saints. Based on strength of schedule, which is determined by opponents' records in 2020, the Eagles, Cowboys, and Falcons have the easiest schedules, while the Steelers, Ravens, and Bears have the toughest. For the first time in 44 years, the NFL will change its schedule, expanding to 17 regular season games. Meanwhile, Detroit first-round pick Penei Sewell will not join the rest of the Lions rookie class for the start of rookie minicamp this week. Sewell announcing Wednesday on Twitter that he recently tested positive for COVID-19, saying Sewell, quote, "Really wish I was heading to my new home today and able to be at minicamp with my new teammates and coaches. Look forward to getting out to the deep as soon as I'm cleared." The NFL reinstating in-season COVID-19 protocols for the start of voluntary workouts, meaning Sewell is subject to a mandatory 10-day quarantine. The Lions hold rookie minicamp Friday through Sunday, with the rookies due to report Thursday. The Jets working out veteran wide receiver Tavon Austin on Wednesday. Austin spending last season with the 49ers and Packers. The Washington football team bolstering its offensive line, signing veteran tackle Charles Leno Jr. to a 1-year deal worth $5 million. Leno starting 93 consecutive games at left tackle for the Bears. Chicago releasing him earlier this month after trading up in the second round to pick Oklahoma State offensive lineman Tevin Jenkins. The Broncos also got some help on the O-line, signing right tackle Bobby Massey to a 1-year deal for $4 million. Veteran QB Blake Bortles is in Green Bay to sign with the Packers. Bortles playing for Green Bay offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett in Jacksonville before moving on to stints with the Rams and the Broncos. He last played in a game for the Rams during the 2019 season. Chad Kelly and Kirk Benkert are also expected to try out for the team at this week's rookie minicamp. And speaking of QBs, Eagles QB Jalen Hurts will be switching numbers next season. The second-year QB will wear number 1. The Eagles' backup quarterback Joe Flacco will wear number 7 for the first time in his NFL career. Flacco had previously worn number 5 with the Ravens, Broncos, and Jets. And some sad news to pass along in the world of football. Vikings Ring of Honor coach Jerry Burns passing away Wednesday at the age of 94. Burns' tenure included 18 seasons as offensive coordinator and 6 as head coach. The Will family issuing the following statement, quote, "Jerry Burns was one of the most important people we met when we came to Minnesota, and he was a foundation of this franchise. His leadership as a coordinator and head coach for over 2 decades shaped some of the most successful teams in Vikings history. His love of life, quick smile, and sense of humor were what we will remember most. We join Vikings fans worldwide in sending our prayers to his family." I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.